It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station.
It seems like it should be straightforward to figure out if the subject of your sentence is singular or plural, but sometimes it's just not.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
You know, it's so nice to have a personal consultant when I get stuck on a grammar question, which does happen a lot, like this one. If you or someone you know has or have experienced side effects while using drug, fill in the blank, what's correct?
Starting in the 18th century, we were told that what's correct there is a singular verb, has. But often you will see a plural verb. It can depend on, are you using the or to say it's either one or the other, but not both, in which case you probably want a singular verb. Or do you mean either one or the other, or maybe both? So if you or anyone in your family have, because maybe lots of you experienced side effects. That's when you have two singular nouns joined by or. It gets a little more complicated if one of those nouns is singular and one of them is plural, at which point grammarians say, then you employ the proximity rule, as in whichever noun is closer to the verb rules. So you would say something like, a cake or cookies are fine, but cookies or a cake is fine.
Eek.
Exactly. These are grammatical rules that we've been given.
Well, we know that rules are meant to be broken, right?
Well, so you will see with often those or constructions that people will tend to use the plural verb. And this is where we get the difference between formal agreement, where formally a noun may be singular, and notional agreement, where in terms of the meaning, we understand it to be plural. And one of the best examples of that is none. If you take a sentence like, none of the books are any good, technically it should be none of the books is any good because none is singular. But we know that none of the books refers to a whole group of books, so often we'll use a plural verb.
Well, let's throw each into the mix as long as we're at it.
Each has the same problem, as does any. They are semantically plural often, but formally singular. So you'll get something like, any of those choices works fine, or any of those choices work fine.
And neither?
Neither is another one of those tricky ones. If you have two plural nouns, you'll get a plural verb, as in neither the Republicans nor the Democrats are. If you have a singular noun and a plural noun, the proximity rule comes into play again. So sometimes a singular verb, sometimes a plural verb. Then probably the trickiest situation is when you have two singular nouns, as in neither Anne nor Rena. Technically, we should have a singular verb there, so neither Anne nor Rena has, but very often we will use a plural there, as in neither Anne nor Rena have an opinion on that.
Well, of course, Anne, we do have opinions about things, but that's what makes this segment so much fun. Thanks again.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.